Good morning to you. This is the voice of Pastor Ken Harger coming your way. And you tuned me in by the way of WIONI 1430 AM or 92.7 FM over in the Low Ada area, 100.3 FM. And you tuned me in at 8 o'clock. And I welcome those of you that have just joined me. Others are tuning me in by the way of Greenville, WGIM 106.3 FM at 9 o'clock. And I'm proud to announce that we're now streaming both of these broadcasts, Ionia and Greenville, by the way of the web. And that's a pretty special thing to be doing in this modern day of our time. Others are tuning me in by the way of internet radio at earsradio.com at 10 o'clock. And others are listening by the way of my website. My website is simply Pastor Ken Harger. Go to Messages from the Lighthouse, bring your mouse up over that, and Current Media will show up. And then click on Current Media, and the very top message is the message that I'm sharing with you today. I need to say thank you to those that helped me with the financial expenses of the broadcast time. So a big thank you to Bill and Judy Hammond from the building area. A big thank you to Doug and Noreen Lane from the Sheridan area. And a big thank you to Gloria Spencer in memory and honor of her husband, Spence. That was his nickname, and she's from Orleans. And to Shiloh Community Church, where I pastored for 50 years. And I still attend there when I am able to do so. And a weekend of worship at Shiloh starts on Saturday evening, 6:30. Sunday morning, it's 9 o'clock. And then a contemporary service at 10:45. And over in Greenville, we have another campus, which is located in the old Calvary Baptist Church, the corner of Grove and Luray Street, and that service begins at 11 o'clock. A big thank you to K.N. Kingsinger, who's been so faithful in putting my music together for me for many years. I think we was figuring the other day it's almost about 20 years that she's been doing that for me, and I'm so pleased that she is still able to do it for me. She has a beautiful library, and she's willing to share it with us, and so that is so good. Our message for this morning is a partnership with God so that we can receive blessings from God. And then at the second part of it is for the idea so we can be blessings to others. God blesses us so we can be a blessing to others. And I want to address that this morning because I think it's a big need for that today in our lives, especially within the Christian circle, to realize that God gives blessing for us, not just to keep and hoard up for ourselves, but He wants us to share those blessings with one another. I want to take a moment and thank all of those of you that's been praying for me. Last week, I spent a couple of days in a hospital, had one of those chemical heart tests, and that really set me backwards, and I've been very weak. And I'm not really feeling real strong this evening. It's a Tuesday evening. I came over here to the Lighthouse to put together the service, but I am doing better. Saw my doctor today, and there was no blockage, none of those kinds of things for the heart. I am on one medicine that we're going to kind of see what happens with me. Quit that medicine, and some of the side effects may be causing the problem I'm having. So sometimes we don't really know what to do in some of those kinds of cases, so we just have to try different things and see what works out the best. But anyway, thank you for your prayers. I appreciate it so much. We had so many prayers sent to us by the way of Facebook on my page that I have as a public figure. I do a devotion each day, and last week there was 1,000 people on that devotion page, and many, many people sent there. They were praying for us, and I really appreciate that so much. And thank you, each and every one. And I'll keep you informed as to what's happening. I'm hoping to continue on the ministry that I have to do, and we're just looking forward. But I am 85, and they kept telling me at the hospital, every doctor I talked to was saying, you got to slow it down a little bit. And so maybe there's some things that I'll have to take a look at. So we'll just let you know what's going on, okay? But today we'll get started with our message for today, and I have a song for us to get started with it on. And that song is saying, be blessed. Oh, what a blessing it is to have God in our life. What a blessing it is when we go through tough times that we don't understand, to know that He is with us. And He has promised, I'll never leave you, I'll never abandon you, I'll never forsake you. so you can have confidence to say, the Lord is my helper. And that's what I'm looking for him to be to me today as I do the broadcast with you. The Lord is my helper. So let's get started by listening to this song, and then I'll come right back as soon as it's finished, and we'll share the message for this morning that God has laid upon my heart for us to be able to learn from. So God bless you as we listen. Be blessed. Be blessed in your life from the good Lord above.
Be blessed and be a blessing. The Father's will obey. Proclaim the name of Jesus to those who would be saved. Be bold of faith confessing. His power is real today. Don't settle for anything less.
Blessed is the nation whose God is the Lord, a chosen generation who will walk in one accord, a people who are not ashamed of the gospel and his word, a witness of his blessing who will share it with the world.
Be blessed and be a blessing. The Father's proclaim the name of Jesus to those who would be saved. Be bold with faith confessing. His power is real today. Don't settle for anything less.
Be blessed. It's time we lift the standard to this world. Let's be a light. We can't hide this blessing. We will spread the love of Christ. In the boldness of the Spirit, souls of men we must pursue and claim them for the kingdom. Let this blessing flow through you.
Be blessed and be a blessing. The Father's will obey. Proclaim the name of Jesus to those who would be saved. Be bold with faith confessing. Don't settle for anything less.
Be blessed. Be joyful.
Be blessed.
Be faithful.
Be blessed.
Be healed.
Be blessed.
Be delivered.
Well, I love that. Be blessed. You know, the blessing of the Lord coming upon your life. And then as a result, the blessing of the Lord flowing through your life to other people. I'm looking forward to sharing this message with you this morning because it's a message that is one that will help you so much in your life to be able to be used of the Lord to help somebody else. That's been a big blessing in my life and kept me going for many, many years. Just being able to help somebody else. And that's what God wants us to do. I will have a little moment of prayer. I'm going to be praying for you, the listening audience, this morning once again. I would like to remember any unspoken requests that you have, so I'll take a time in my prayer to remember those unspoken requests. If you have an unspoken request this morning, you focus on that when I'm praying about that. The Lord knows who it is, what it is, and you know what it is. I don't need to know what it is. I'm just asking the Lord to be with you in whatever you're facing in your individual life. So let's just bow for a moment of prayer. Dear Father, once again, I come into your presence in that wonderful name of Jesus, knowing that you hear us, knowing that you've promised to answer. And Father, I'm coming in behalf of the listening audience. Father, we did this message through the Facebook as we share the devotion each day, and now I'm ready to share this message with the listening audience. And dear Father, I pray that you would be with them. I don't know what their week was like. I know my week last week was a difficult week. And so there's probably someone under the hearing of my voice that went through some difficulties in their week. And I want to pray especially for them, first of all, because of knowing what it was like to be unsure of what's going on in their life. And so I want to pray for those that's going through some difficult times that is causing them to wonder what in the world's going on. Dear Father, would you be with them? Would you give them the sense of your presence? Would you give them the peace that you're able to give? And would you minister to them in a very special way? Others may have lost a loved one, and I pray you'd be their source of comfort today. Maybe they've already had the service. Maybe the service is coming up. But dear Father, those that's going through the grieving process right now, some may be listening that's gone through the grieving process. Maybe it's been a few weeks ago, months ago, a year ago. Maybe this is the time that their loved one passed away, and this is a very bad day for them. So I just ask, our Father, that you just be pleased to comfort those that are in sorrow and in grief. Give them a presence of your loving care. You tell us in your word that you're going to be the comforter to them, and you are a good comforter. And then, Father, for other needs that there might be, financial, family needs, spiritual needs, physical needs, emotional needs, dear Father, I pray that you would minister to each one according to your will. I want to think of the person maybe today that's got an unspoken request. There's something that's been keeping them awake at night. Something they got to make a decision about. And they need some wisdom from you, Father. So I right now want to pray for that unspoken request, that person with an unspoken request. Would you minister to them and meet their every need right now? May they have a sense that you are beginning to answer that prayer for that unspoken request right now as we seek your face in their behalf. And I'll thank you and I'll praise you for that in the wonderful name of Jesus. Come and honor your word, Father. In Jesus' name, amen. Well, the message for this morning, I really like because of the realization that we study this message, we need a foundation. What would be the foundation for the message I want to share with you? And, you know, I think that God would remind us that we are vessels of God. We are a vessel where God wants to pour his blessing into us. And we're a vessel where God wants to use us to be a blessing to others. I came across this poem in my studies this week. I really liked it. It's called The Chosen Vessel. "Take me," cried the gold one. "I'm shiny and I'm bright. I'm of great value and I do things just right." But God passed by the gold, silver, and brass, crystal, and wooden urns, and he chose a vessel of clay. That's what God reminds us we are, vessels of clay. The poem explains why then the master looked down and saw a vessel of clay, empty and broken and helpless it laid. No hope had the vessel that the master might choose to cleanse and make whole and to fill and to use. "Ah, this vessel I've been hoping to find," God said. "I'll mend it and I'll use it and I'll make it mine." The last verse of the vessel of the poem goes like this. The chosen vessel reads, "Then gently he lifted the vessel of clay. He mended and cleansed it and filled it that day. He spoke so to it so kindly. There are words you must do. There's work you must do. Just pour out to others what I pour out into you." May I say that again? "Just pour out to others what I pour into you." I want to be one of those vessels. One of those vessels that the Lord Jesus has taken my life and cleaned it up and took the broken pieces and put them back together and gave me a new life in this one Jesus. And now he wants to pour into my life in order that I can pour out of my life to others. I've noticed it in my lifetime and the lives of many others that God often chooses to take the pain of the brokenness of their lives. And he chooses to minister to us, through us, to others who are going through a similar pain. That's pretty special when you think about it. Because you know what you have experienced can be a blessing to somebody else and how God brought you through that. I'm not surprised about that because all the blessings of our spiritual and healing is a result of the pain of the Lord Jesus. All the pain that he went through. I've always liked this verse in Isaiah 53:5. It says, "But he was wounded for our transgressions. He was bruised for our iniquities. The chastisement of our peace was upon him." Now listen to this. "And by his stripes we are healed." All of the suffering that the Lord Jesus went through to provide for us the gift of salvation. He experienced all of that pain and agony, physically, spiritually, emotionally, in every way. You know, Jesus is such a special person to us when we think about him. I love what Jesus is teaching in John chapter 15, verses 11 through 15. He lets us know what is supposed to be from your life and my life. "These things, Jesus, that I spoke to you, that you may my joy may remain in you, and that your joy may be full." Jesus is saying, "I want you to have the joy that I've had. I want that to be in you. This is my commandment, that you love one another as I have loved you. Greater love has no one than this, that a man would lay down his life for his friends." And then Jesus says, "You are my friends. If you do whatever I command you, no longer do I call you servants, for the servant does not know what his master is doing. But I have called you friends, for all things I have heard of my Father, I have made known to you." I believe God is saying, you know what? He wants us to realize that he's got some things in because of his life and because of what he went through down here on planet Earth, that he can help us in our journey on planet Earth as well. I love the idea too, folks, because we need to get a hold of this to help us. Jesus, in one other place, he said in the same scripture, rather, he said, "You did not choose me. I chose you and appointed you to bear much fruit, and that your fruit would remain." Jesus says, "That's my design for your life on planet Earth. I chose you to be a vessel, just like that clay vessel that was broken and useless. He chose you and I. And through faith in Jesus Christ, he says, now I can use you because you believe in me. I can use you to help others in their individual life and what they're going through. And I can use the experiences of your life to help them in a very special way. I believe this message of partnership with Christ to receive blessings and to be a blessing. I believe we need to put ourselves in a position, in a posture, so to speak, so we can get blessings from God. By obeying what God requires of us. One day as Jesus was teaching, there was a woman in the crowd, and she heard him, and she shouted out this. This is just a little insert in the book of Luke in the 11th chapter. Jesus was teaching, and he continued to teach after this little incident happened. But I'm so glad this little incident happened here in Luke 11:27-28. It says, while Jesus was speaking, a woman in the crowd shouted, "How blessed is the mother who gave birth to you, and how blessed is the breast that nursed you." And must have caught Jesus' attention. She must have said it loud enough so everybody heard it. And Jesus replied, "Rather, how blessed are those who hear and obey God's word." She was saying, your mother must be a blessed person to give birth to you. And Jesus is saying, you know what? Even more blessed than my mother, Mary. More blessed than that is the realization to those that hear and obey God's word. I believe the position we have to put ourselves in order to receive the blessings that God wants us to have, is to be obedient to God's word. I believe this little interruption of Jesus' teaching time, God is teaching us an important lesson on being in a position to be a place where you can be blessed by God. This woman thinking how special a woman was who gave birth to Jesus, and Jesus is saying, how special is any person who hears the word and obeys the word? When I think about Mother Mary of Jesus, when the angel came to her and told her she was going to give birth to the Son of God, even though Mary did not understand at that moment what all that would mean and what all that was going to be in her life, her response to the angel was quick. Then Mary said, behold, the handmaid of the Lord, let it be unto me according to your word. And the angel departed from her. You know what Jesus is saying? Mother Mary did what she did because she's obedient to the word. The angel had told her she's going to give birth. And she said, that's okay with me. You know what, folks? What he's really teaching us is that Mary was given the privilege to give birth to Jesus because she was obedient to God's word. God can't use all of us to birth his son, the Lord Jesus. But he can use all of us when we obey the word of God and think about what God has done for each and every one of us. God wanted to bless Mary by using her as a vessel to bring his son into the world. The reason he could do that was she was obedient to his word. She placed herself in the place of blessing to be used in whatever way God wanted to use her. I do not believe that Jesus was making light of his mother, giving him birth, but he was showing us that the greatest thing God is looking for from Mary and from each one of us as a human is that we would obey God's word, just as Mary obeyed God's word. And because of her obedience, she became the mother of the Lord Jesus. And that woman was right when she shouted, how blessed is she that she was given the privilege to birth the Lord Jesus. And Jesus is wanting us to realize, how blessed are we, you and I, 2,000 years later, when we respond in obedience to God's word and do what he wants us to do. It may not be as great as what Mary was, bringing Jesus into the world. But it may be helping somebody else to bring Jesus into their life. I believe we're in a position to be blessed by God when we obey God's word. That is the number one thing I think God is looking for us to do. He wants us to produce obedience in our life. God wants us to realize that he says, I love you. And he came down to planet Earth to tell us that he loved us. In John 6:38, he says, for I have come down from heaven to earth to do my Father's will, the one that sent me. I've come to do what he sent me to do. And in Hebrews chapter 10, verse 9, then he said, here am I, come to do your will. He set aside all of the things that had been established in the past. He set that all aside and came down here on planet Earth. One of my favorite verses is Psalm 40, verse 8. Then he said, here am I. I've come as it is written about me in the scroll. I desire to do your will, my God. Your law is within my heart. You know what I think God is saying to us? We need to hear God's voice. We need to heed God's word. And we need to come to the place that we realize it is not your sacrifice that God wants. He wants your obedience. He's given that to you. Behold, it is better to obey than to sacrifice. That's what God has said in the past, and that's what God is looking for at this period of time from my life, and what God is looking for at this period of time from your life, that we would obey him. I love that old song that says, trust and obey, for there's no other way to be happy in Jesus but to trust and obey. He wants us to obey. This partnership with God for receiving blessings from him and being a blessing, we must position ourselves to be a blessing to others. Not only to receive these blessings, but to realize that God desires to bless us so we can be a blessing to others. I believe Jesus is our example of how God used him to bless others when he was here with us on planet Earth. God tells us his desire for us is to be like his son Jesus, and for him to use us on planet Earth to bring blessings to others. I love the thought that God pours his blessing into our life so we can pour blessings into others' lives. He blesses us so we can bless others. God loves a cheerful giver. We see that someone is giving freely out of love. I believe God even blesses them more. But we must position ourselves to be a blessing to others, because it is in this self-centered world you and I are part of today, in what we experience in our world around us, it's just the kind of like me, myself, and I. I look out for me. God bless me and my four and no more. That's not the way it is supposed to be. God's design for those that believe in Jesus is for us to minister with the mindset or the attitude that Jesus had. And he gave us a beautiful story that I want to share with you about Jesus' attitude, so we can kind of check our attitude. Is this the attitude that we have? This is the attitude that Jesus had when he was willing to leave heaven and all the glory he had with the Father, and is willing to be born a baby in a manger. He was willing to empty himself of all the powers that he had, and willing to become one of us, a human being, living life and also facing the reality of death in order that he might show us how much he loves us and how much God the Father loves us, that he was willing to send his son into this world that he became a part of. Let me read it from the book of Philippians. It's one of the greatest attitudes of Jesus. It'll help us to understand why he did what he did and why he's asking us to do what he's asking us to do. Now listen to what he says. He starts out this way. Don't act out of selfish ambition. Don't act out of conceit. Instead, humble and think of others as better than yourself. When's the last time you did it? Humble and think of others better than yourself. Don't be concerned only about your own interests, but also be concerned about the interests of others. Now here's where he starts it. Have the same attitude that Christ Jesus had. Now listen to what this attitude is like. Although he was in the form of God and equal with God, he did not take advantage of this equality. Instead, he emptied himself by taking on the form of a servant and becoming like other humans. By having a human appearance, he humbled himself by becoming obedient to the point of death, even that terrible death on the cross. This is why God has given him an exceptional honor. The name above all names is given to Jesus, so that at the name of Jesus, everything in heaven, everything on earth, and in the world below will kneel and confess that Jesus Christ is Lord, to the glory of God the Father. That's the attitude of Jesus, folks. He wasn't thinking any selfish reasons for himself. He just was thinking of others. He was just thinking of you, and he was thinking of me. When he left heaven's glory, he said, I know it's not going to be easy. He's going to become obedient to death. God's never died. And he's going to become obedient to death. And not only that, one of the most cruel ways there was to die was crucifixion. Even to the death on a cross, he's going to humble himself to do that because he loves us so much. This attitude Jesus needed to come and rescue you and I from sin was to think of others and how he could help them and how he's willing to become the way God wanted him to be in order to be a blessing to others. Not only was he willing to lay aside all that he had with the Father and in heaven, but to be born one of us so that God in the flesh could die the horrible death of the cross and provide the payment that would satisfy God's holiness. To say, now anybody can come to me and receive the forgiveness of sin because my son Jesus has died for him. I love the scripture that says, just one Jesus who knew no sin. He never did a sin. He was willing to become sin for you and I. For what purpose? So that the righteousness of God could become ours through the Lord Jesus Christ. That perfect life that Jesus lived is a life that now God sees in us when we have this belief in this one, the Lord Jesus. I would want to position myself in the attitude of mind where you want to be a blessing to others. You know, my wife has a favorite song. She said it's her favorite prayer song. My wife is Bev, and she's loved music all of her life. She's played organ, I think, for about 60 years now. And you know something? Her favorite song was Make Me a Blessing. This song says, make me a blessing. Make me the blessing to someone today. May Jesus flow out of my life. Make me a blessing, I pray. She wants to be a blessing to others. She said that's her prayer song. I believe that ought to be our prayer, to make, that God would make us a blessing to someone else. I don't have that song, but I have a song that goes along with what the Bible says. It's a song about, that's really a song about Micah 6:8. And it's just reminding us that God has told us what he requires of us. To receive his son, to walk humbly with God, and then to reach out to others. So we'll listen to that song. I'll give my voice a little bit of a break, and then I'll be right back. And as the song ends, I'll be right back to share some more of the message with you. And I'm sure enjoying being with you this morning as we share this message. Here we go.
Oh man,
what
I'm so glad God has shown us, folks. He has shown us what he wants us to do. And he's demonstrated what he wants us to do when he sent his son, Jesus. You see, Jesus in his teaching was showing us the mind of God. As we watch Jesus and listen to him and see him teach and see how he reacts with people, it is the word of God in the flesh. Jesus is teaching us the things he wants us to do. And you know, in order for us to be a blessing to others, I believe one of the things we got to do is put ourselves in a position to obey the teachings of Jesus and obey the teaching of God's word, to be blessed. And you know, one of the things that Jesus taught by example and by word, one of the things that God's word teaches in many different areas, in many different ways, is a realization that we have these things that we have from God because of his kindness. I don't know if you think of God as a kind God, but God's kindness in relationship with God for you and I is started because of the kindness of God. I love what it says in Romans 2:4. There was a people that didn't respond to God's kindness. And then God said, do you have contempt for God who is very kind to you? He puts up with you and he deals patiently with you. Now listen to this, folks, because this is one of the things we have to come to if we want to receive God's kindness. Don't you realize that it is God's kindness that is trying to lead you to him and to lead you to change the way you think and the way you act? Do you ever think about that? It's God's kindness. Because God was so kind to us in sending his son. Because Jesus was so kind to us in being willing to even go to the death of the cross. And to be buried and to be resurrected in a promise that one day he's coming back again. You know something, folks? That's the kindness of God. And he says that kindness of God and the way God reached out to us in kindness through his son, the Lord Jesus, is to help us come to the place of repentance, where we tell Jesus and God the Father that we're sorry for the sin. And that when we repent, we change the way we think and we act. You know, for a person that's not a Christian, to just live his life for himself, I understand him doing that. But for us who have come to know the kindness of God, he wants us to reach out to others with kindness. One of the biggest things that's been a big part of my life has always been this idea of what you receive from God, you can do. Let me just do it this way for a few of the things that I can think of in my life. I have seen love from God, so I can love others. I have received forgiveness from God. And because you have received forgiveness, you can be a forgiving person. I have received mercy from God, so I can live and practice mercy. And here he's saying you have received kindness from God, so you can be a kind person. That's what God needs in our society today. There's a lack of kindness. Yes, in America today too, there's a lack of kindness. Even our community, there's a lack of kindness. I'm not complaining, folks. I'm just stating the fact that I know. You know, when I was younger, I drove a little faster than I do now. Now I like to stay with pretty much within the speed limit. But you know what I find out? There's an awful lot of people that don't want to stay within the speed limit. And I have had people, you know, when I'm doing the speed and they're behind me and they kind of come right up into my bumper, so to speak, like they're going to push me, get me out of the way. I think I paid my insurance. I paid my taxes. I paid for my license. This road is just as much mine as it is yours. And pretty soon they go past. they say something that I know they have something to say about that old person should be not on the road anymore. He should put up his car.
Sorry.
I've had them, the idea that they would stick up their finger at me, you know, and then cut right in on me as soon as they got past. We need to realize that God is saying to us, you know what? We need some kindness in our society today. And God wants us as a Christian to be one of those person that is very kind in doing what he wants us to do. Not only is that kindness given to us in the book of Romans, but it goes on to say God was doing a kind work towards us in Titus 3, 4, and 5. However, when God, our Savior, made his kindness and his love for humanity appear. And when did he do that? When he sent Jesus. He saved us. But not because of anything that we had done to gain his approval. Instead, because of his mercy, he saved us through the washing in which the Holy Spirit gives us new birth and we have a renewal of life the way God wanted it to be in the first place. With this new birth of Jesus in our life, we're able to be a blessing to others. He tells us in Ephesians 2:9, it's by grace that you're saved, not that works of your own. It is not of works as anybody had some things to boast about. It's God's grace and his mercy through faith. But then he went on to say, but you as a believer in me, you have now become my workmanship. Jesus is going to work and God the Father is going to work in your life and he's going to work in my life. You know what he's doing? He tells us what that is, that he's created us in Christ Jesus to do some good works, to do some good things. He before ordained us that we should walk in these good things. He wants to so work in my life and he wants to work in your life in such a way that he can bring this blessing into your life that will be beneficial. In Matthew chapter 5, Jesus said in the Sermon on the Mount, in the same way, he says, just like a city is on a hill cannot be hid, in the same way, he says, let your light shine before others, that they may see your good deeds and glorify your Father in heaven. And then I love the way it's put in the book of James. What good is it, my brothers, if someone says he has faith, but he does not have any works? Can faith save him alone? If a brother or sister is poorly clothed and lacking daily food, and one of you says to them, go in peace and be warmed and be filled, without giving them the things they need for their body, what good is that? So also, faith by itself, if it does not have good works, is a dead faith. God wants us to have a living faith. He wants us to have a live faith. He wants us to realize that God wants to bring some things about in our life that's going to be tremendously beneficial. I believe that God not only teaches us that we need to do some kind things in our life to help others, but I believe he also tells us how we're supposed to do that. Sometimes when I've heard Christians give a witness for God, it's almost like they're talking about that they are holier than everybody else. And you know, God doesn't want us to do that. My kindness, where I get my kindness of sharing to others about who Christ is because something I learned very early in my Christian life is a portion of scripture from the book of 1 Peter 3:15-16. I need to tell you that I studied Peter's life, and some people call him a man's man. In other words, he would share what he thought. He would speak what he was thinking. You didn't have to guess about what Peter was saying. If you didn't like it, it didn't really matter. He even rebuked the Lord Jesus on different occasions. But this man later on, as he shared what God and Christ meant to him, he says, but have a reverence for Christ in your heart and honor him as Lord. Have a reverence in your heart and honor God as Lord. Be ready at all times to answer anyone who asks you how to about explaining your faith that you have in God and the hope that you have in God. But then he goes on to say this, folks, and this is the part that I really love. He's saying, you know what I want you to do? I want you to do it with gentleness and with respect. Don't talk down to somebody else about your God. Talk to them with gentleness, with kindness, and with respect. These are the things that he wants us to do. And then he reminds us that as you have opportunity to do good to any person, do it, and have a special place in your heart and life for those who are brothers and sisters in Christ. God is reminding us that we must do some blessing of others. A couple more things I want to share with you before our time is up. This partnership with God for receiving and blessing and for being a blessing, I believe the idea is we need to know is a growth process. It isn't something that's going to happen overnight, but it is something that we should see some growth day by day and as time goes on. You know, sometimes we've learned how to grow, to measure growth from every other area of our life. You know, a tree grows a little bit every year, and we should grow a little bit every year. One of my verses that I like about the Lord Jesus says, Jesus grew both in body and in wisdom. He gained favor with God, and he gained favor with people. You know, I think I understand this need of growth in my life. There was a time when I can see some pictures that I had when I was a very young kid. I can see some growth in my life for some wisdom to handle things a little differently than I used to handle them because of the Lord Jesus. And he wants us to see that growth that's in our life. And he's reminding of that. Here's some teachings that talk about that this idea of favor. That word favor is a beautiful word. He grew in favor with God, and he grew in favor with people. For his anger is but for a moment, he says in Psalm 35:5, but his favor is for a lifetime. There may be weeping that you endure for a night, but he says, you know what? Joy is going to come in the morning. I love the wisdom of Proverbs chapter 3, verses 1-4. My son, do not forget my teachings, but let your heart keep my commandments. For length of days and years of life and peace they will add to you. God's teaching, he says, will add length of days and years of life and peace to your heart and life. That's why we need to get a hold of God's word. He goes on to say, let not steadfast love or faithfulness forsake you. Bind them around your neck. Write them on the tablet of your heart. Get God's word into your heart and into your life to live the way that God would have you live. Now listen to what he says. The bottom line of this is, so you will find favor and good success in the sight of God and in the sight of man. That's what we need. That's what is needed in our lives today. And he reminds us that he did that through Joseph. And I don't have time to talk about Joseph, but Joseph was the one that God used in my life to remind me of how God had favor on Joseph's life. And through all the hardships that he went through, he was able to bless him because he had favor with God. To close, I want to end the message on this thought. I believe one of the biggest things that will help us to be a blessing to others and to appreciate the blessings that God has given us is for us to realize that we need thanksgiving. Thanks I read this here a while ago. Thanks is like a train. Thanks is like isn't like the caboose that just follows what happens, but it's more like the engine of the train that makes things happen. And we need to realize that that's what God is saying to us. I love these verses in Colossians. I shared them a little while ago. Let the peace of Christ rule in your hearts, since you are members of one body and you were called to peace. And be thankful. And be thankful. And show your thanksgiving. God reminds us we are to give thanks in all things. He reminds us it's good to give thanks unto the Lord. He reminds us that thank you is the engine that can lead our life. When you sit down and you think about the blessings that God has given to you in your life, the blessings that you have not only for salvation and all the things that we come with Christ, but the blessings he has as he's blessed you with family and with friends and with the health that you've had, we need to realize, we need to say thank you to him. And I got a song that I want us to close with. And this song is reminding us, dear people, that God always keeps his promises. And that's something that we need to hang on to, that he always keeps his promise. He never made a promise that he didn't keep. Hey, thank you for listening to me. Thank you for letting me come into your home today. God bless you. I'm hoping for a better week next week, and I hope you have a better week also. God bless you. Bye-bye.
I have a blessed assurance, and it helps me to face every storm. A foretaste of heaven I cling to, and that's what I've built my life on. So instead of the struggles I'm facing, let me tell of the Savior I know. How his word is today and for always, so I always have a reason to hope. 'Cause there's never been a long night he won't bring me through. There's never been a morning his mercies aren't new. There's never been a moment he's not all I need. He's never made a promise that he does not keep. Oh, he tells me that he'll never leave me, that he will be strong when I'm weak, and I'll find grace is sufficient. Whatever my heartache and grief, all the trials of this life always show me he'll be faithful to me till the end. That's why my song, my story is of Jesus, my Savior and friend. 'Cause there's never been a long night he won't bring me through. There's never been a morning his mercies aren't new. There's never